Chapter 2, Getting Started. It's fun to have fun, but you have to know how. Dr. Seuss. So you're convinced. Now what? Call in the clowns, confetti, and mechanical monkeys? Hit the trapeze? Dance till dawn? Fly to France? Well, not exactly. The fantastic thing about fun is it comes in a trillion flavors. What is fun to you? As simple as it sounds, do you really know? What seems fun to everyone else may not be necessarily fun to you. Oftentimes, when it comes to fun, we just go with the flow. We do what everyone else is doing. We spend too much time doing the types of things that seem like they should be fun, but they are not crazy fun to us. We get married, start families, and try our best to fold into the community around us, work, our neighborhoods, church. We become what I call fun zombies, just treading along doing what everybody else tells us we should be doing. And by doing so, we inch by inch begin to rob ourselves of the good life. Did you join a tennis club only to slowly learn that your family hates to play tennis? Do you see the same family friends for dinner again and again and find everyone in your family complaining that they had nothing to say to your guests? Did a family cruise seem like a good idea, except that your family loves to explore destinations on a whim with no time limits? Do you have a shelf full of board games nobody plays? First, figure out your unique fun print. It's a hell of a start being able to recognize what makes you happy. Lucille Ball. What's a fun print? It's your individual, intricate imprint of fun, a crazy cocktail of the types of things that tickle your fun bone. No one has the exact same fun print. It's yours and yours alone. Some like golf, some like opera, some like quiet time on the beach. But no one has the exact combination of what plus what equals fun. Take a few minutes around the dinner table to talk this over with your family. Ask them, when was the last time they had a ripping good time? Not the last time they were supposed to be having fun, but the last time they actually enjoyed themselves. Here's a good question to ask them. When do you forget time? By forget time, I mean when do you forget your worries, the past, your stressors, that mammoth, ever-fattening to-do list, and really live in the moment, whether you are...